And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative, just plain right. So this segment I'm doing may lap over a little bit here the next hour, but just got to know this. Free speech is supposed to be free speech, all right? There's a reason. I think I said it yesterday in my my monologue. There's a reason why the First Amendment was the very first one. They jumped on it right away. Because in a free society, you are not truly free if you cannot speak freely. Now, I get it. There are standards to discourse. There is, you know, there's the old thing about how you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I get it. If your speech is designed to incite, you know, people to violence or to in some way cause disruption, then granted, there may be something that needs to be said. There's a pun. But the truth of the matter is that, generally speaking, free speech is a guarantee. Free speech is a right. Free speech is a necessity in order for us to claim the mantle of being a free society. And so here we have this situation where it is our UAH, our University of Alabama Huntsville, that is currently involved in litigation right now before the Alabama Supreme Court. Lower court has already determined that the case should be dismissed, in its view, and the question now becomes, will the Supreme Court uphold the lower court's ruling or not? Just to refresh you a little bit on the situation we talked about there with attorney Matthew Hoffman from Alliance Defending Freedom, it's the very first challenge to an Alabama law that was put in place in 2019. The law was put in place because nationwide we were seeing a trend in which universities were establishing what they called free speech zones. Why? Because there were so many, you know, there were so many just outright disruptions by mostly liberal groups that were shouting down anybody who would dare come on campus and speak conservatively that they decided to, you know, put them over here on the side where they can't be, you know, as disruptive. Just put them over there in that box. Make them stand on that little spot right there under that tree where nobody goes, you know, behind the building. Well, it's chilling to free speech when you do that. So in Alabama, my friend Matt Friday, who now sits on the Court of Civil Appeals, he brought the bill as a state representative. It was passed at the Alabama Policy Institute. We gave him an award called the Policy Warrior Award. And the University of Alabama Huntsville literally just kind of blew right past that and set up their free speech zone where you're allowed to speak over here in this little spot. And so a group called... what's the name of this group? I'm so sorry. The Young Alliance for Freedom. It's a campus student group. The Young Alliance for Freedom, they challenged this. And the Alliance Defending Freedom came and acted as their legal counsel. The case went to court. The case was dismissed. The university said it was viewpoint neutral. What does that mean? It means, well, we do this to everybody, liberals and conservatives. That doesn't make it right. Even if that's true, it doesn't make it right. So you discriminate against everybody. Okay, great. Not just the conservatives. We discriminate against all people. Okay, wonderful. Guess what? They got sued. Guess what? The lower court decided to rule in favor of the university and point out that the UAH student was never actually denied a right to a permit, meaning that, well, we didn't stop him from speaking. We know that's not the point. The point is you were confining him to a certain place to speak, and that in itself is wrong. Well, how do other campuses around fare in terms of, you know, how they stand up under the whole, you know, are they free on campus to speak? I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Tell you what I'll do. I'll end the segment with a phone call real quick, and then I'll finish this up after the break. Line 3, Ross from Huntsville. Hey, Ross, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to the show, and while I was listening, I started reading the article about what's going on, and I find it very interesting just because I graduated from UAH, and while I was there, this was during the Trump election, we had a lot of professors that would actually come out and openly talk about politics during class, and most of the time they're very left-leaning.
Wow.
And... It was astonishing to me because it seemed like it was unbridled, unrestricted, and trying to influence young engineering students' viewpoints. So wow. The fact that they're doing this is kind of strange.
Yeah, so it's interesting that the professors can speak in their class with the protections of tenure and say what they want, but the students have to go stand in a box somewhere to speak, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right. Hey, listen, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Ross. We're about to head right into a break, so you have a great day. Have a great weekend. All right. Listen, we are up against a break. When I come back, I'm going to wrap this segment up by telling you what campuses actually rank the best and the worst for free speech in a national survey. Did you know that in terms of the best, there's only one SEC campus that ranked in the top 20%? Only one. Can you guess which one? I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you after the break. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And if you want to call or text, the number is 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. You can text or call. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's already 4 o'clock. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Oh, we're back. We're back. And Boomer, my mic is doing its thing again, man. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to wrap this segment up right now. The fact of the matter is this. We have got a situation going on right now with free speech being chilled on college campuses nationwide. Boomer, you showing good gain on my mic right now? You good? Okay, good. Because it's not coming through my headphones the normal way. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, we've got a situation going on that is a nationwide deal, and there's an organization called FIRE, F-I-R-E, that stands for the, gosh, where did it, that's good. You got me, Boomer. I'm back, man. Thank you very much. I can hear myself. I'm back. All right. Technical stuff. It's a good thing I've got the Boomer. But FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, they are like one of the leading advocacy groups on questions of free speech on campuses, and they've been doing a lot of work on this. Well, just understand, the Heritage Foundation, first of all, wanted people to know, college students to know, your college cannot silence you. Now, there's going to be times when things like, you know, how much noise you make in the dorms after hour, that can be governed. There's going to be things like, you know, you can't just jump up in the middle of a class and give a speech. No, that can be governed. But the reality is, they say, no matter where you're standing on campus, said the Heritage Foundation's speakers in a recent presentation, no matter where you're standing on campus, your college cannot silence you. They cannot prevent you from sharing your beliefs with other people. For students who may be concerned, they say, about viewpoint discrimination by their professors, O'Leary recommended start reading the syllabus, see what kind of books they're recommending you read. Take notes if they're discriminated against you because of your beliefs in class. Make a record of it, because that is not allowed. And if you're asked a question in class and belittled or treated differently because of your answer, not because it was right or wrong, but because your viewpoint, then that has to be dealt with too. But within the overall situation, as FIRE did their work, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Story came out just in the last week, September 15th. This one is from the CD Dispatch. There is only one campus in the entire Southeastern Conference that ranks in the top 20% in terms of freedom of speech on campus. Boomer, can you guess which one it is? Boomer's like, I don't know. I have no idea. It's well, it's in the SEC. I'm talking. I narrowed it down for you. SEC. So is there? I know you want it to be Alabama. You want it to be, but
I want it to be. I know it's not.
It's not. It's not at all.
Is it? Is it in Alabama?
Mississippi State.
I was gonna go.
I'm not gonna like just leave you stringing along here.
I was about to go through all the teams.
Mississippi State. MSU ranks fourth nationally for free speech on campus. That's pretty cool. So in a recent list compiled by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, MSU ranked fourth overall in the 2022-23 college free speech rankings. MSU is the only college from the Southeastern Conference and from Mississippi ranked in the top 20 best colleges for free speech. They did surveys. They did, like, they sent out 200 surveys to 200 colleges each, 200 each. They got back 45,000 student surveys, and they ranked them. They asked them questions like, are they comfortable expressing their views in a variety of contexts on campus? What do they think about their campus's tolerance for controversial or offensive speakers? What acceptability of illiberal forms of protest, things like shouting down a speaker, is that allowed on your campus or not? If the administration's stance on free speech is clear, and if they expect the administration to defend a speaker during a controversy. And finally, they asked them also to identify which controversial social issues are difficult to have an open, honest conversation about. All these rankings came back. MSU ranked fourth in the nation. Nobody else in the SEC made it in the top 20%. However, it could be worse. FoxNews.com, dated September 8th, Columbia University ranks dead last in the nation. Columbia. And why is it always the highbrows? Columbia University ranks dead last in the nation for college free speech. Again, FIRE, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, released its 2022-23 college free speech rankings. The ranking surveyed nearly 45,000 students. I just said that. And Columbia University in New York City came in dead last. It was the only school to receive what was known as an, a quote, abysmal rating. It received a 9.1 score out of a possible 100. And researchers determined that only 27% of students even see shouting down a speaker as never acceptable. Following Columbia was University of Pennsylvania at second worst, and then Rensselaer Polytechnic, followed by Georgetown, Skidmore, and Yale. Yeah. But this kind of surprised me. The top spot for free speech on campus, University of Chicago. Did not see that coming.
Whoa.
Scored almost a 78%.
Wow.
Out of a possible 100. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Got a caller on line three. Is that Sparky? Sparky on a Friday afternoon. How you doing, man?
Happy Friday, Phil, to you and Boomer.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, sadly, we're in a state in our society where, I don't know, it's cultural. It's taken decades to get here, but we've got young people who, when they're dead wrong, and they, even though they believe they're right, shouting down people who say things that they're uncomfortable hearing, or they don't want to hear, or truths they don't want to hear, shouting them down in an obnoxious fashion has turned out to have been a very effective weapon for them, because then they can feel walking away vindicated as though I won. And you know, it's 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid tantrums in essence, but it's obnoxiousness that seems to be a tool that almost goes back to Saul Alinsky, if you read a lot of his principles. But I was going to comment on the top of the hour news.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys viewed it when you're trying to get your stuff together for the next section, but the ABC News split time between angrily, indignantly criticizing the Florida and Texas governors for flying and shipping illegal aliens up to Martha Vineyards and Ms. Harris's front door. I mean, it wasn't news. It was pure anger and vitriol on the part of the quote-unquote newscasters. And they spent the last part of the newscast praising and celebrating the sainted, almost godlike figure of George Floyd. Ugh. So, yeah, I guess free speech is alive and well, if that includes outrageous lying and spinning for the far-left socialists. I guess that's free speech, too.
I tell you what, and you're in the Huntsville market, but so that when they do play ABC News at the top of the hour, in the Huntsville market that we're affiliated with. And I got to tell you, I'd be backing out of that ABC coverage in a heartbeat if I could. But there's no way around it. It's part of what the station does, and it never matches the show. There have been times, Sparky, I swear, when I have said something and they've come on and contradicted it right afterwards. But it's unbelievable. All right, Sparky, man, you have a great weekend, brother. We appreciate you.
We all be good.
All right. You know, and this reminds me, too, Sparky said something, and so I quickly looked it up as he was concluding his comments. And I remember this. This is back in March of this year, that literally at Yale Law School, Yale, supposedly one of the most vaunted law schools in the nation, at Yale Law School, a group of law students shouted down a guest speaker claiming that in some way Judge Lawrence Silberman, I'm sorry, it wasn't Judge Lawrence Silberman. Who was it was speaking? I'm trying to think who it was. I'll think of it in a minute. But literally, they were law students who were supposedly being taught about the First Amendment at one of the most vaunted law schools in the nation, who could not stand the idea of someone having freedom of speech on their campus and shouted him down and would not let the speech go forward, to the extent that a Judge Lawrence Silberman of the U.S. Court of Civil Appeals for the D.C. Circuit said in an email to his fellow Article III judges, according to a tweet, that literally none of those students should be hired to work in one of the courts. Here's one of the quotes. The latest events at Yale Law School, in which students attempted to shout down speakers participating in a panel discussion on free speech. Oh, that's the irony. It was a panel discussion on free speech. They didn't like who was speaking. They're law students. They're shouting them down. Anyway, it said, it prompts me to suggest that the students who are identified as those willing to disrupt any such panel discussion should be noted. All federal judges are presumably committed to free speech and should carefully consider whether any student so identified should be disqualified for potential future clerkships. That's deep irony. You've literally got, and by the way, the D.C. Circuit is not the most conservative. You know what I'm saying? But here's Judge Silberman of the D.C. Circuit, Court of Appeals, saying don't hire these kids because they apparently don't get it. Well, I got time for one quick call before I go to the break, so let me do that real quick. Is that Lee from Huntsville Boomer? I can't read that. Yeah, is that Lee? Lee, how you doing today?
Hi, Right Side Radio listener here. Wanted to let you know that family went to Mississippi State, so this doesn't surprise me. They were always very good about allowing speakers, even when I was in college years ago.
Awesome.
So this doesn't surprise me, although I wish my Alabama did, but they're a lot less so. But I wanted to say this all stems from communism being, you know, the communists didn't ever disperse. There were actually communists here during the hearings back in the 50s, and everybody made a big deal about how, oh, we should have never done that, and, you know, the McCarthy hearings and all that. No, there was actually communism here. There was communists here, and they just went and hid the university systems and decided that they were going to teach generation after generation in order to end up where we are now, where boys are girls and girls are boys and pink hair and, you know, soy lattes, et cetera. This is where all of this gets us. And if you send your kids to Columbia, just know that you are personally supporting the death of our country, if you ask me.
Oh, man. Lee, you want to come guest host my show sometime? That's
You say that. Yeah. You say that. I 100% will come. And guest host your show.
You are a right side ruffian, Lee. I know it for a fact. Hey, great input. Thanks so much. You have a great weekend, all right? All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do this break right now. We'll come back, and I'm going to be switching subjects. It's time to talk about what has to be one of those laughable stories. I mean, let's have fun with this one. Even though it's a serious topic, we'll cover the serious points. But this whole thing about illegal immigrants going to Martha's Vineyard, and they couldn't even help them for 24 straight hours. Unbelievable. Every state's a border state. That's number 3 on the Triple Dipper. We'll be right back.